Hi, I'm Matt Paolelli, a 2005 alumnus of Northwestern University, and Shiel Catholic Center was my home away from home on campus. It's hard to believe that I graduated 15 years ago, but Shiel will always hold a special place in my heart, and I'm honored to contribute a scripture reflection today for Tuesday, August 11th, the memorial of St. Clare, Virgin. In today's gospel reading, Jesus makes a startling pronouncement. Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. As a father of three children, who until earlier this month were all under the age of four, this extended quarantine is giving me a lot of quality time with these little ones, and I'm now somewhat of an armchair expert on the behavior of young children. Upon further reflection, I've got to say, this teaching doesn't actually seem all that difficult. Do you want to be like the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Here's your playbook. Regularly throw fits over only getting to watch one episode of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Treat yourself to 2 2-hour naps in the afternoon. Reject whatever has been prepared for dinner, and wake up as early as possible on days when your parents don't have to. Okay, so obviously I'm joking. I love my children dearly, and while all the characteristics I mentioned above are based on true stories, fatherhood has been the single greatest joy and privilege of my life. And that's because I have a front row seat to the exact brand of childlike innocence, trust, and purity of spirit that Jesus is demanding from each one of us in today's gospel. At the same time, having that front row seat has also made parenting the single greatest challenge of my life, and we're not even fully out of the diaper stage yet. Every day is an opportunity for me to be inspired by, emulate, and influence the simple lives my children lead and the outlooks they are developing. No pressure. We enter this world unencumbered by the stresses and insecurities of everyday life, destined to inherit them from our environment, our parents, and everything else we encounter, slowly bleeding ourselves of the childlike qualities that we one day realize have diminished and that we long to recapture. I've seen the process beginning in my own children, especially my oldest daughter, who just turned 4 a few weeks ago. She has come to understand the limitations imposed on her life by the sickness, as she calls it, and has expressed the same feelings of confusion, sadness, frustration, and hope for the future. "Daddy, when the sickness is over, I want to eat inside at Chili's," that adults have been cycling through since early March. We are shaped in good ways and bad by our experiences, until those experiences coalesce into a worldview that defines our actions, reactions, interactions, and habits. I've seen this in positive ways with my children as well, especially in matters of faith. During nighttime prayers, my daughter will frequently pipe up with an intention that is so pure, insightful, and necessary that I can barely hold back tears. Or she will overhear us discussing bad news and chime in that we should ask God to help with that when we are too preoccupied to remember to turn to God before anything else and in all things. This is exactly what Jesus is talking about today, recapturing our wonder for the Lord, for the existence he has blessed us with here on earth, and for the life of the world to come. One of my other favorite aspects of fatherhood is revealing the magic of the world to my children, simple things that I love and know they will love too, new foods, new games, new books, new songs. And it's a two-way street. Watching them enjoy something with their unbridled enthusiasm leads me to love it in a new way as well. So Christ's challenge to us is clear. Wipe the scales away and approach the kingdom of God with fresh eyes. Re-inhabit the humility of your birth. Wash away your cynicism, go to confession, and heed the sage advice of Daniel Tiger. Keep trying, you'll get better. The troubles of the world and the stresses of adulthood can make us all feel like the lost sheep in Jesus' other metaphor today. But our Heavenly Father is searching for us right now, so let's allow ourselves to be His children. He rejoices in finding us, because it is not His will that one of these little ones be lost.